Welcome again to Piano Passions. You're probably wondering why I haven't mentioned John Field in my explorations up to this point. Field is still the most recognisable composer of piano music in Ireland. His name may be well known, but most of his music is not. Even his reputation as the inventor of the nocturne rests on a very few pieces, and it is almost entirely forgotten that the school of Field was considered influential all over Europe. Or that his music was in its day cutting edge and at the forefront of the developing instrument. In Russia, where he spent his adult life, several trace the beginnings of the great Russian piano school back to Field. And then there's Chopin, who admired Field from his youth and adopted his model of the floaty, dreamy nocturne for his own masterpieces. In 1832, Chopin eagerly awaited the appearance of Field in the French capital, but it's sad to read that he was bitterly disappointed by the crudeness and lack of fluency in Field's playing. I think, though, it's worth pointing out that Field's illness, which ultimately claimed his life, had already reached a critical stage, and later in that tour he ended up in hospital in Naples, too ill to continue. Perhaps also, piano playing had moved on in Europe but remained at a standstill in Russia, where he was little exposed to new ideas and techniques. Having been so cutting edge in the early years, the piano world passed him by, and he was regarded as rather old-fashioned in Paris, where the piano was enjoying a golden age. So, I wonder what is so special about Field and his music. The delicacy and tenderness of expression often noted in his playing was in fact somewhat out of step with the younger generation of pianists, where technical brilliance and pyrotechnics were the order of the day. While most were exploiting the novelties of the developing instrument, Field was still cultivating the possibilities for intimate expression. And he scorned the crude, dramatic gestures of his contemporaries, creating instead a calm atmosphere in his playing by the bent position he adopted over the keys. That's not to say that he didn't value technical ability. He had a very fine technique himself, but this wasn't his main concern. There is lots of evidence to be found for this throughout Field's nocturnes, but here I've chosen one of the lesser known ones, the Nocturne No. 6, as an illustration. That nocturne was dubbed Cradle Song in an early publication. In a way, the confines within which field worked actually opened the potential for nuanced expression. It is just immense in that piece, astonishing really, despite its relative simplicity. I'm always interested in how audiences react to Field's music. Even those who are not much interested in piano music seem to like it a lot. There's a timeless quality, a sense of peace and tranquility, as if life and the world has stood still. Perhaps you could call it an antidote for our mad, helter-skelter world. It seems to me that Field had tuned into the sonorities of the new pianos circulating in his youth and sought new modes of expression while others were simply exploring superficial effects. Field's lightness of touch and sweetness of his cantabile phrasing is nowhere more evident than in the famous fifth nocturne in B-flat, one of the best known of all his pieces. But the one I'm going to play now is not the famous version loved and admired by all. On its publication, this one was given the title Serenade, and a similar version with orchestra served as the slow movement to Field's third piano concerto. This points to two principles of Field's art. There was an organic element to performance. The piece was probably never played the same way twice, unlike the practice of today, where we pianists try to replicate every intention of the composer. The other points to Field's recycling of his pieces. The nocturnes in particular were often used as the slow movements to his piano concertos. So there's no prescribed way to play this music. It just comes down to another point of view. I hope you like this unusual version of Field's famous B-flat nocturne. He may not have invented the name nocturne, but he imbued it with a whole new expression, very much his own.